free. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Still to come here tonight, there has been a study done on American teens and where they get their information about sex. Also, a 15-year-old girl strip-searched by the police in front of her parents. We'll give you the details on all of that, but we need to go to the phones here because Jeanette's on the line, and ladies come first here on Free Talk Live. Jeanette, you're on Free Talk Live listening in Texas. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Jeanette.
Greetings.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to chime in with my two cents worth on the teacher.
Yeah, Deborah LaFave, 25 years old, had sex with her 14-year-old student. Charges have been dropped.
Uh-huh. Well, it doesn't surprise me at all since men and women do not get equal fair treatment under the law. It's not a fact, you know, a matter of whether or not they're equal sexually. It's whether they get the same treatment under the law, and they most certainly do not, as this case, I think, pretty well highlights.
So you think that women charged with murder get sentenced to death penalty?
Absolutely. Look at the Andrea Yates case. And,
she was sentenced to death, wasn't she? Andrea Yates is the one that drowned her kids.
She drowned her kids. And, you know, if it had been her husband that had done it, they would have taken him out on the front lawn and burned him at the stake, probably.
Just about, yeah.
But she's going to get away with it because she's claiming she was nuts.
She's not going to get away with it. She's asking to be resentenced to life in a mental institution as opposed to life in a prison. And I'm not sure that I really know the difference.
Well, you know, how about the sentence to paying for her crime, which is, you know, if I had my way, I'd personally drown her myself.
Well, you know, the thing is it's difficult, and I don't think that they would cause pain to a guy. It sounds like cruel and unusual punishment, and mm-hmm. they certainly wouldn't drown him for his crime.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just, you know, when I look at what goes on, you know, as far as the law is concerned, you know, criminal cases, mm-hmm. men really get the short end of the stick, and it really chaps my hide. I don't know why you guys put up with it.
They do. You know what? Hey, let's focus a little more on Deborah LaFave here, because mm-hmm. it's interesting, and I want to also go back to the outrageous claims that Manwich was making in the last hour. In regards to Deborah LaFave, she ended up, they dropped a bunch of the charges. She is serving 3 years, was it 3 years house arrest and seven years probation? Probation. Do you feel like the punishment should be increased, or that's appropriate, or should be lessened?
I think it should be increased.
To what?
She did a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah, but he did her, too. I mean, the door swings both ways, doesn't
it? Doesn't matter. The law states that it was statutory rape.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you don't change the law.
I see. So do you think the law should be changed? I mean, should she be getting this punishment, or do you think the law is okay the way it is?
Well, the law may be a little bit too general and probably sometimes too harsh,
mm-hmm.
because in this day and age, personally, I think most people know what they want by the time they're, these days, 12 years old, but still, you know.
Well, when you were younger, and not to get into your sexual exploits, Jeanette, but when you were 15 years old, which is how old the girl was in the other case that we
mm-hmm.
mentioned, Mr. Van Din, the teacher from Orlando, had sex with his 15-year-old student. When you were 15, were you just all clueless about sex, or did you have some idea of what it was that you were doing?
Oh, I knew exactly what I wanted. So did my friends all around me.
What did you want?
I wanted the guys, okay?
You did, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Did you just want one guy, like Manwich claims? Manwich claims that most women just want one guy they can settle down with, or how did you feel about that?
Well, you know, if I remember correctly, I had my eye on one guy, but, hey, there was lots of fish in the sea. And, you know, women, personally, I think, are far more aggressive sexually.
And really?
Know what they want and know how to go after it.
Even at that age? Even at 15, 16, 17?
Oh, yes, 17? Yes. You know, we don't need to be put up on a pedestal, Manwich.
Now, Manwich will also suggest that you're just being taken advantage of. Even though you might have thought you knew what you wanted, you were just being taken advantage of by older men.
Well,
do you think that was the case?
Manwich?
I'm listening. I'm letting you make your case.
That's a little bit of a sexist attitude.
It is, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I've never claimed to be not...
He's a misogynist.
I'm not a misogynist. A misogynist is a woman hater.
Yeah.
That's the terminology.
Yeah.
A sexist might believe that there's differences between the sexes. And I believe there are differences between the sexes.
Oh, definitely. You know, but we're not delicate little creatures. We know what we want, too.
Okay.
All right, Jeanette, perfect call. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pay you after the show. 800-259-9232.
Wait, so you're paying her? Unbelievable.
I think you're somewhere between misogynist and sexist. Well, somewhere between that.
How am I going to be between it? What do I hate about women?
You believe they're different in a negative sort of a way. You believe you're superior to them. You believe that males are superior to them, that they're just these delicate little things, as Jeanette was saying, that they can't make their own decisions, they don't know what they want, and they're being taken advantage of. And obviously, you're wrong. Jeanette just proved you wrong. You still believe the way you did last hour?
Yeah.
Okay. Ladies, 800-259-9231 if you want to chime in on this.
Give Ian a good bash.
By the way, according to my girlfriend, who I was quoting before, giving me evidence about what she experienced when she was a teenager, she says...
Oh, you don't have a girlfriend.
She says that, man, that's right, it's all in my fantasy. Manwich made the statement that 15-year-old girls don't know what they're doing when it comes to sex with older men. That's incorrect. In fact, most girls that I knew were so desperate for attention, they were happy to have sex with older men. And so there, Manwich.
There I go.
I had a former flame who first fornicated with a fella, alliteration aside, at age 13. And she turned out great.
But I'm not saying that they won't.
And man, she points out that her friends that did this very same thing, they chose to have sex with older men. They knew exactly what they were doing, and they turned out fine as well. So I'm sure there's an example out there somewhere of a girl that was damaged, but she might have already had some mental issues, don't you think?
Do you think that girls shouldn't be protected in any way from sex with older men who might be...
They should be educated. They should be educated about sex and what the risks are and how to have it and how to deal with it. And I don't know what you mean by protection. I don't think locking the guy up after the fact has anything to do with protection, man.
Do you think that... Yeah, I'm sorry. These teachers that get in there and have sex with these girls need to go to jail.
Isn't it possible that the girls actually allow themselves to have sex with the teachers?
And I'm
that
sure
they're
they
consenting to it for some reason? Maybe they're actually getting good grades out of it. Maybe there's some sort of a trade deal going on there that you're not aware of. Maybe they're working out a deal with the teacher. How do you know, Manwich?
I certainly don't. How do you know? You just want to let them go. Go ahead. Have sex with whoever you want.
What, it's not my business who they have sex with. I don't care what they do. 800-259-9231. And nor do I want to pay $40,000, $50,000 a year to keep these guys and the few women that are actually punished for it in prison. Do you? Does that seem okay to you?
I think that society is going to demand protections for our youth from sex with adults.
Okay, wait a minute.
Provide that.
Where is the protection? Why are you calling this protection? It has nothing to do with protection.
Sure it does. People don't do things because there are laws out there.
Uh-huh.
That's the truth.
Okay.
I mean, yes, some people continue to do them because
right.
there are laws in place. I get that.
Right.
But some people don't do them because there are laws in place.
That's
protection. It's not perfect protection, mm-hmm. but it is, in fact, protection.
Okay. That might be a legitimate point.
It is a very legitimate point.
Couldn't you also get an equal amount of protection or close to it from publicizing cases, say, of a guy, an angry father, beating the tar out of some guy that had sex with his little, you know, his teenage daughter, having that spread across the front page showing that, hey, guys, you know, if you have sex with some guy's daughter, there's a chance that you're going to get a baseball bat swung at your head.
And what
wouldn't
would
that be about the same?
What would you do? What would you like to see happen to the guy that committed violence against somebody for having sex with his daughter?
What would I like to see happen to him?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it would depend on. I don't really know. I think that if he went,
initiation of force.
If he would like
to see him punished.
If he went in front of a jury and he pointed out that this guy had sex with his daughter and there was some evidence of that, in that case, I could see the jury letting him off for it.
Is that what you would like to see?
Vigilante justice. 800-259-9231. Toll free. You take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. I'm sorry, Manwich. I just don't think kids are as dumb as you make them out to be. More coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Dango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. Take control of the airwaves, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff on our website, and it's all for free. In fact, you can sign up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com, and we'll let you know whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, whether it be a website update or just some news about Free Talk Live. You'll know first if you're on the updates list. Get signed up for free at updates.freetalklive.com. So we've been focusing on sexual issues here for the past few moments on the show, and what brought us all into this, of course, was the case of Deborah LaFave, the 25-year-old teacher that had sex with her 14-year-old student. I believe she was 23 at the time. And she's pretty much got a slap on the wrist, whereas guys that have sex, male teachers that have sex with their female students, they throw the book at them. And it's certainly incongruous. It's wrong, I think, to have that double standard. If you're going to have these laws, they should be enforced uniformly. I don't think that the laws should necessarily be in place myself, because I think it's silly, and I certainly don't want to pay to put these people in jail. I think it's consensual on both sides, And you know what, man? Which it may be damaging for teenagers to have sex. I think I'm glad that I didn't have sex when I was a teenager. I'm glad I was in my 20s when I first had mine, and I appreciate that. Looking back, you know, when I was 14, gosh, I would have loved the opportunity.
Sure,
I just didn't get
sure.
it. And so I'm glad, looking back, that that was the case.
I feel damaged, in fact, that I didn't have sex sooner.
Oh, is that right?
Deeply, deeply hurt that I didn't have sex sooner.
You feel like you missed out, huh?
I dated this girl Tammy for 2 years, and nope, none of that.
Jeez.
Well,
yikes.
A little bit of that, but no sex.
Nothing
and,
serious.
And, isn't the rule of thumb you're supposed to just 3 dates and that's it, right? Isn't that the rule
of
thumb?
Come on, this is high school in the 80s.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that was necessarily.
What, people didn't have
over.
Sex in high school in the 80s?
I don't think it's happened. I think
this wasn't happening to you.
I think
man,
it's absolutely the truth.
Right.
Oh, okay.
They have
sex more now than
I thought you were
going to
tell me more about your story there. What now?
That's
2 years? Oh, okay.
What, 2 years?
Yeah. I didn't have sex
until
I was 18, and yeah, I felt I'd missed out almost the entirety of high school.
I'm damaged because I didn't have sex sooner.
Poor boy. 1-800-259-9231. Well, according to the Daily Mail in the United Kingdom, they're actually reporting on an American study here, children exposed to sex in television programs, films, magazines, and music are more likely to engage in sexual activity than those who are not, according to research out today. There's a direct relationship between the amount of sexual content that a child sees and their level of sexual activity or their intentions to have sex in the future, according to the study. Such media also has at least an equal influence on sexual behavior as religion or a child's relationship with their parents and peers. So the study's saying that parents and peers, media, and religion, all equivalent as far as the inputs are concerned, into what a child decides is his appropriate sexual
behavior. I would say that's roughly equivalent, and any one of those can have more effect in any given child.
It concluded that the media is an important source of information about sex for teenagers who might not get advice elsewhere. More than 1,000 American children aged between 12 and 15 were asked to identify from a huge list the kinds of media that they were exposed to regularly. They also answered questions about their health and levels of sexual activity, including whether they went on dates, kissed, had oral sex, or full-out sex. Researchers then examined the sexual content of 264 of the items on the list, which includes teen magazines, movies, and television programs. They looked at four examples of romantic relationships, nudity, sexual innuendo, touching, kissing, puberty, and sexual intercourse. The study, published in the Journal of Adolescent Health, found that films, television, music, and magazines usually portrayed sex as risk-free. Really?
They do. Yeah, sure it does.
Sex was usually between unmarried couples, and examples of using condoms and other contraception were extremely rare. Now, I don't know if they actually studied porn.
I'd really like to know what examples they're talking about.
Yeah, as would I. I don't think it doesn't really get into to detail there, but I know that those things are certainly very rare in pornography, and kids, of course, are prohibited from accessing pornography, and so naturally,
so of course, they will watch it.
Right. So naturally, they seek it out and they look for it.
I don't think they're talking about pornography in this.
You don't think?
No, I don't. I
think you're probably right, but I think pornography is also a factor as well. I think pornography warps kids' impressions of what sex is.
I would have to watch shows from the viewpoint of a child. I'd have to keep an eye out. I don't do that. I don't have children. I don't have to. So I watch Comedy Central and, you know, those kind of things. And I watch the Adult Swim cartoons, and they're sexually oriented.
They are.
The study concluded the strong relationship between media and adolescent sexual expression may be due to the media's role as an important source of sexual socialization for teenagers. Adolescence is a developmental period that's characterized by intense information seeking, especially about adult roles. I mean, kids always want to be seen as adults, right? When you're growing up, when you're in your teens, you don't want to have the kids' menu put in front of you when you go out to a restaurant. You want to order off the adult menu. So it's what you're doing when you're growing up. You're learning how to be an adult. And given the lack of information, according to the study, about sexuality readily available to teens, adolescents may turn to the media for information about sexual norms. And that seems to me to be a deficiency. It seems to me that the problem is not necessarily with the media. Okay, they're going to misrepresent things. They always do that sort of thing. But the deficiency is with the parents, especially in this country, with the parents that just refuse to talk about these things. Or the parents that, when the subject comes up, says, you're not supposed to talk about that. We don't talk about sex. I don't want to talk with my kids about sex. Parents that are afraid to talk about
There's this bird. It's called a stork. It's all you need to know, kid.
Do you think that happens?
What, parents avoiding sex talk?
Yeah.
My parents avoided it with me.
Yeah, I had the same.
I understood how a baby was made. They taught me about that, but that's about all I knew.
Huh.
I actually got a book. It was a large picture book, and the part where it got to the point where it talked about how babies were made, there was an illustration of a man and woman in bed hugging and smiling, and it said, when a man and woman love each other very much, they perform a special hug. 9 months later, here comes baby.
I don't see the problem with that.
Sure, but I didn't know what the hell was going on.
So
I just figured they were hugging.
You'll figure it out.
Oh, I most certainly
Well, that's what
did.
Most parents, I mean, that's how it is with most kids. They'll figure it out. And the study here is pointing out that, well, how do they figure it out? Well, by watching the media. Because mom and dad aren't saying squat to them about it. They're not learning anything about it from their family. They might learn it from an older brother or an older sister. I could see that as an influence. I, of course, didn't have either one of those. So I remember finding my parents' Joy of Sex book as a kid on the bookshelf and noticing that and waiting till they weren't around so I could
multiple times going and checking it out.
Yeah, open it and look through it. It really wasn't that interesting. There's just a bunch of pictures, and I found that interesting, I suppose.
Sure you did.
But we never had a discussion. Did you have one, Manwich, with your parents?
It was more a technical conversation than a discussion about sex. I think that I was confused by what sex might have been.
So it was mechanics.
It was mechanics, and I didn't even have the right parts.
What do you mean you didn't have the right parts?
I was confused about the number of orifices women had.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you didn't ask for clarification?
I didn't know to ask for clarification. I was getting my mother's sexual conversation at, 12 years old, sitting on the couch, wishing I could go in and play with Star Wars figures.
I think parents are notoriously deficient in America. I don't know what it's like in the rest of the world, but just from the experiences I've had and my friends have had, I just feel like parents just don't want to address this. Most of them are okay with talking about how you shouldn't do drugs.
No,
yeah. Talking about that, but they're really uncomfortable talking about sex. And I think it harkens back to the Puritan past that we have here in America. We're still so uncomfortable with it. It's such a natural activity. It's something that should be discussed. And if you are a parent and you've had some sort of a conversation like this with your kids, we'd love to hear how you handled it, 800-259-9231, or what it was like when you were growing up. Did you get any sort of education on this? More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the wiki. It's our newest feature on the site, wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. It has been completely created by the listeners. All of the content that you see there, listeners created it. That means that you can go there and edit it and add to it and change it, and it's fun and it's free. wiki.freetalklive.com. So explore that. Right now we're exploring, well, sex and teenagers in America, and how it is that they're completely, well, they're pretty much getting their sexual education from the media. Basically, a study has been done. They interviewed 1,000 teenagers. The average age of the child, the average age was 13.7 years. About one-third of them came from poorer backgrounds. And so the results of this were that the study found that essentially the media in America is right up there on the same level of influence as far as sexual knowledge is concerned as parents and religion.
I'd have to say that's probably true.
However, I would also say that what is also probably true is that most parents in America, from my experience, don't really do too much in the way of sexual education of their children, which means that they're getting their education from the media. Because I know religion doesn't educate much. Religion just says don't do it. In fact, that's what a lot of parents say. Don't do it. You know, don't have sex until you're married. That's the message from religion and many parents in America. And, of course, like with drugs and other things that kids aren't supposed to do, they go out and they seek it out. They go out and seek as much information as they can. And as this study pointed out, the information they're getting from the media is not so great. I mean, the media apparently frequently shows that sex is risk-free. It's sex is shown between unmarried couples not even using condoms or any other contraception. It's very rare that is portrayed in the media.
Well, I think that what their problem there is that the condoms aren't brought up and, like, shown to the camera,
sure.
You know, like zoom in, Trojan.
Right. And who would do that, right? I mean, who would put that in their show? It's a waste of airtime.
It is. It's an absolute waste of airtime. I don't think that you see adults on television and these shows, you don't see them actually having sex. So,
and I'm not complaining about the media here. I want to make it clear. I'm not complaining about it. I would direct my show the exact same way. A sex scene's a sex scene. You don't show the guy putting the condom on. I mean, that's a waste of airtime. It's a waste of show time. It's not the media's responsibility to educate your kids. I mean, that's almost... I think some people think that, you know, they can just leave it alone and their kids will be all right. But if they're getting their information, if the only place, the only source of info that they're getting sex info from is the media, you're going to have a problem. And I think that's where the parents need to come back into the picture, and parents need to be in the picture from the beginning and educate their kids about what sex is, and don't be afraid to talk to them about it. What's so scary about sex? I mean, there's very few things in life that are more simple. I mean, really, it's really shockingly simple. It's not difficult. I don't think it'd be difficult to explain to kids.
It can create some complex problems.
Well, yeah, but they're also simple to explain. I mean, if you don't have protected sex kits, you could get some complex problems and then show some scary pictures of those complex problems and, you know, explain simple ways to avoid those complex problems. This isn't a complex issue, but parents are deathly afraid of talking about it. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Walt in Kansas City. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, Walt. Walt, when you were being raised as a kid, now you fought in Vietnam. I'm not sure how old you are.
I'm almost 56.
56 years old. So you were growing up in the 50s, right? The 1950s and the early 60s?
Yes, I grew up in the 50s when the chrome was thick and the women weren't.
What? Wow. What was your...
It was a fabulous time, yes.
If you don't mind me asking, what was your experience...
Ask anything away.
What was your experience with your parents and what level of sexual education they gave to you? Walt.
Pretty much non-existent, but...
Were you even told not to do it?
Yeah, pretty much. Don't, you know, avoid it. You know, there you can get diseases and...
Right.
If you get a girl pregnant, you could, become a father, and at that point you are, you know, obligated for the rest of your life, or at least until that child becomes, you know, an adult, a young adult, to provide support for it.
Right.
And,
was it sufficient? Was there warnings sufficient to scare you away from it? How did that manifest for you?
Well, I'm going to tell you, all of that was way behind time because the first time I had sexual relations was before I even became a teenager. I mean,
wow,
you know.
Wow.
I mean, now I'm from New Orleans, okay? So originally, in other words, and, you know, everything was clean and wholesome, and it was just, I guess, this gal and I, at probably 10 years old or 11, just experimenting, and, well,
right.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, if you take, mm-hmm. If a mechanic takes a tool out of a box and he doesn't find any instructions, if he's pretty sharp, he'll figure out how to work it anyway.
I think it's true, you know.
You'll look
around for the things the tool fits on, and
in this case, you put the tool back in the box is what you ended
up
with.
Well, without trying to get dirty, yes, so to speak.
Yes,
and,
yes you
and
did.
And, of course, I don't think it did anything to me. I mean, I still crave sex to this day, but I haven't even been out on a date in probably 2 or 3 years.
Right.
So, you know, right now I've been trying to work to regain my country as opposed to dating. So, you know, hadn't been really a big issue.
It's not a priority for you. I understand that.
But in years past, yes. Throughout most of my life I was in the Marine Corps, so... You know, and I was true to my wife, mm-hmm. both of them at different times. And I did have my times of running around because I'm a normal male. I mean, you know.
Wait a minute. You were true to your wife, but you ran around? I don't understand.
No, that was when he didn't have wives.
In between.
I see. Yes, in between, yes.
Okay.
Let
me see if I understand this right. Well, you actually had sexual experience before your parents even said anything to you about not having sex?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I mean,
I think we're really... Do you agree with me that we are really deficient in America? Our parents are really deficient in their ability to communicate on this issue?
Well, I'll tell you. You know, as I've probably mentioned, that I have 4 boys, 3 of them grown, and wonderful young men, fine adults.
How did you handle it with them?
Let me just tell you about my youngest boy.
Okay.
I explained to him kind of how it happens. And what actually got it started is he found one of my magazines. And I'm like,
caught red-handed, so
you know, and I mean he was just looking and I mean I could see his eyes, you know, about an inch away from the magazine.
Right.
And I walked over and I didn't grab it out of his hand, I kind of folded it over and said, well, I said, I can see it's about time we have a talk. And, you know, I explained to him, I pulled out a drawer, and I have, that I keep, I sell, shall I say, overshoes in?
Oh, right, yeah, gotcha.
You know, and I explained to him what those are for.
Good.
And so on and so on. I mean,
so you gave him kind of a sensible explanation. You kind of were grounded in reality, and I wish more parents would do things like that. Well, thanks for the call as always, man. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You get to take control and bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Archives are there. If you've missed a moment of the show, go grab them online right there on the front page of the website. They're totally free. We go back 11 months, as a matter of fact, more than 11 months. Get it all for free, front page, freetalklive.com. So, finally, just to wrap up this whole sexual conversation, sex in America, kids not being educated by their parents on this, it seems to me that today, the current young generation, Generation Y, I'm not sure if they actually have an official name. I guess Generation Y is as close to official as we're going to get. The generation after X.
What a terrible name.
Yeah. It seems that...
I don't think that Y will be what sticks.
Yeah, okay. Probably.
Because it's not really fair. They're named off of Generation X. They don't have their own name. I'm sure that they'll get their own name as time goes along.
It seems that one of the things they're obsessed with is sex. And I think one of the reasons for it is because of the sexual repression that goes on in this country. I think if parents were more upfront and honest about what sex is and how it works and the details in regards to that, I don't think that we would have the kids that are seeking it out in the ways that they currently are. Because, I mean, fact is, if you don't talk to your kids about sex, they're going to get their information from the media. The study, we talked about it earlier, the study proves it. And the information on the media is bad. They're going to get their information from their peers, and if none of their peers have had good information about sex, that's going to be bad info, too. And they're going to get their information from porn, because, well, when you're told not to have sex, you want to see it as much as possible. So kids look at porn, and they think that porn is a realistic interpretation of what sex should really be like, and it's not. It's fantasy, and it's really silly. But anyway...
Kind of silly fantasy if you...
Yeah. They're going to get all this information, and it's misinformation. And so as a result, we have this... I think as a result of the parents not talking to their kids, we have a culture of children obsessed, young people obsessed with sex, not really understanding the consequences in full, not really understanding how to handle it. And as a result, you've got people popping out kids left and right. This is an epidemic, Manwich. The women that are friends with my former lady and my current girl, my girlfriend now, I mean, it's hard to count the amount of them that don't have kids. I mean, it's amazing to me how many 20, 19, 21-year-olds...
I think teenage sex is down from what I've seen in the statistics.
I don't know about that. I don't know what the statistics say.
Teen pregnancy, I meant to say.
Maybe it's always been that way. Maybe 19, 20, and 21-year-olds have always been pumping out the kids.
No, ever since there's been welfare, they've... You know,
these people aren't on welfare. They're just people that are just having sex indiscriminately, and they don't
trickle up.
Okay. Well, anyway, my message is talk to your kids and don't leave them in the dark, because if they're in the dark, they're just going to stumble around until they screw something up. 800-259-9231. Well, speaking of being in the dark, here's a scary story. At a nighttime traffic stop in North Florida, a Delray Beach family waited for about an hour as they let sheriff deputies search their car. By the way, never consent to a search. If the cops ask to search, it means they have no probable cause whatsoever. Anyway, the search turned up nothing. Both the McLeod family and Jefferson County Sheriff's deputies agree on that. But what happened next on that July 2001 night is the subject of a jury trial that started in Tallahassee on Monday, where Arnetta McLeod and her daughter claim deputies abused, illegally searched, and falsely imprisoned them. The family seeking damages between six and seven figures. The daughter, who was 15 at the time, sobbed as she told the jury Monday that she stood on the roadside when deputies forced her to drop her pants and underwear,
holy crap,
and used a flashlight to search her for cocaine.
At the side of the road.
Yeah, is this appropriate?
No.
In any circumstance? I was so scared I didn't know what to do, she said. They took my mom away from me. They took my daddy away, and all of the officers were watching as cars passed by. I felt so violated. McLeod said Sergeant Michael Joyner threatened to take her to a children's home if I didn't tell him what he wanted to know.
Now that will damage a 15-year-old girl, man.
Going to a children's home, you mean?
All of it.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
I didn't know what he was talking about, she said. I didn't know if we were going to walk away from that night. Her mother was also strip-searched without consent, left in the back of the squad car, and forced to lead deputies to her sister's Monticello home. When they pulled up to the sister's house, they wanted to go in and search the house for cocaine.
Good Lord, they were looking everywhere for cocaine. They were sure these people had cocaine.
They really were.
Yeah, some snitch told them that these people had cocaine and pointed them out just to get them off their back, and that's what resulted.
Yep. Well, allegedly, the dad was allegedly involved with selling cocaine. He was charged with it months later, but the case was dropped when the informant refused to cooperate. So, anyway, regardless, you've got a 15-year-old girl on the side of the road at nighttime with her family. Cops gathered around her watching as she's being searched. I wonder if it was a female cop doing the search. I don't think it was. Because Sergeant Michael Joyner threatened to take her to a children's home. So even if it was a female cop that actually pulled her pants down and pulled her underwear down, there was obviously male cops standing right there.
In the immediate vicinity.
Not that I'd be okay with it if it was a female cop, because...
I severely doubt that there were any female cops on duty in this particular case.
Right, because would the male cops have behaved in the same fashion if there was a woman cop on duty?
Of course not.
It's pretty disturbing stuff. How would you feel if you got pulled over and you're a father? I mean, if you think it's bad, if you think the feeling of having an older man have sex with your daughter is bad, imagine the feeling of having to watch or being nearby as a group of cops are literally molesting your daughter on the side of the road.
With a flashlight.
Flashlight, inspecting her allegedly for cocaine. because there are so many parents out there. I mean, how many, really, in all the history of the drug war, how many times have you pulled a family over and found a teenage girl in possession of cocaine in her crotch area? How many times has that really happened? I really want to know, because I find it hard to believe that something like that has ever happened. Maybe once. I suppose it's possible. Aren't there better ways to traffic cocaine than in your daughter's crotch region? These cops are sick. More coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cause for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, but you can still take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231 is being here with
you. And Jason.
And Manwich. Join us online, freetalklive.com. You can experience the entire website for free. Archives, the wiki, the updates, live streaming, and more. But if you want to voluntarily support the show, and if you like the fact that we give you everything on our website for free, well, then contribute to us via the AMP program. Advertise, market, and promote. You spend $3 a month, we take that money in and turn it right back and around, into advertising for the show. We get industry advertisements for the radio business, mm-hmm. get on more radio stations around the country, get the message of freedom and liberty out to more individuals. We also advertise online as well, and it's a process that's really working well. In fact, you can follow us and see what exactly it is we're spending the money on at amp.freetalklive.com.
And yeah. Amplifiers get benefits, perks. Yeah.
Yeah, you get access to classic archives, the amplifier-only call-in line, amplifier-only bulletin board forum, and more. Plus, the final goal of the program is to reduce the commercial time on the show by 25%. So get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. to finalize all of this sexual talk, Manwich, let's go to the prom.
Well, it's nice of you to ask.
I wasn't asking.
Oh, okay.
That was an order.
Well, that really is going to work out for me. I'm not real good at orders. One Wisconsin teenager who had a prom night he'll never forget is fighting a disorderly conduct ticket issued by the police after he wore a black spaghetti strap dress and blonde wig to the event. The only thing that Mr. Laffey did wrong was to wear a purse that didn't match the dress and open-toed shoes before Memorial Day, said Madison lawyer Eric whatever, who will represent Kerry Laffey.
Okay.
The senior at Badger High School will plead not guilty and ask the city to dismiss the ticket, which carries a fine of $249.
As he should.
Yep.
They love slapping that disorderly conduct charge on people that just do things they don't like. Isn't that what they use it for?
There really ought to be a law against dressing like a woman if they're going to fine you for dressing like a woman.
Right.
Yeah.
I can understand. He was going to prom, and I can understand that there's a dress code for prom, and they set a certain bunch of rules that the kids have to follow. I could see that they could, at the door, look at him and say, sorry, you're not allowed in, and turn him around and... he'd have to go home.
And that would be the end of it.
But in this case, and I don't know if there's more detail here. I don't know if he shoved his way in the door. I don't know if he did something, you know, more beyond just arriving at the prom in drag.
Laffey said that he went to the prom with a gay friend who did not have a date, but was turned away at the door when he showed up with the dress, blue earrings, platform sandals, and a necklace, and carrying a purse.
Turned away.
He returned an hour later in a leisure suit and was allowed to enter.
Huh.
During a risque dance routine that caught the attention of the 400 people there, the 6 foot, 185-pound Laffey ripped off his clothes to reveal the dress.
Ah, nice job!
Yeah, I figured I'd hold that back for you.
That's slick.
Lake Geneva School District Administrator said that he was confident the school's dress code and prom rules were appropriate and would be upheld in court.
Huh. I'm interested in this. I don't know if it's hard to find updates to some of the stories that we do, but I really do hope that we find out what happens to this young man.
Well, I think that it was enough that the school suspended him for 3 days ordered him to miss his final track meet after wearing the dress.
Right. So I agree. That's more than enough.
Being suspended for the final sports event of your season, is this kid a senior?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's an insult. And now he's facing, $200-something?
$249.
$249 fine on a disorderly conduct charge, which I presume is a misdemeanor. Thank goodness he's pleading not guilty. He's going to fight this, and he's got a lawyer, so good luck to him. And this has been Free Talk Live. Been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We'll be back tomorrow night. Don't forget to join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.